question is on Yom Tov. We know there's a Minhag Yisrael, Friday night, Klal Yisrael sing Shalom Aleichem. And we'll see on the Minhag among most of Klal Yisrael, we'll see to some exceptions. The general Minhag on Yom Tov is there is no Shalom. So assuming we'll see bells, Chabad, some Chassidim might have a Minhag to sing it also on Yom Tov, we'll get to. But assuming you have the standard Minhag of Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, what about when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So which one wins? Do I say it's Shabbos, I should sing Shalom Aleichem? Or do I say no, but it's Yom Tov? I don't sing Shalom Aleichem. So what do you do when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? And then it already was last week, but also I got the question about what about at the Seder? Assuming you're going to say Shalom Aleichem tonight or on this year when it's Yom Tov and not the Seder, would you also say to say Shalom Aleichem at the Haggadah? Because most Haggadahs do not have Shalom Aleichem in it. So we did say, well, the one who wrote the Haggadah left it out. Say, like, big deal. Or did I bring a riot from the other? If not here, maybe I shouldn't be saying it. So let's first go back and understand why do we say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov? And then we could try to understand then do we say it on a Yom Tov Shachol B'Shabbos? And then what about should we have said it last week on by the Haggadah Shal Pesach? So let's just go back and understand a little bit. So there's, we're familiar with another minute we have. On Shabbos, we have Kabbalah Shabbos, Kalbach, Friday Night Live. We have an introduction to Shabbos, so to speak. Yeah, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's no Kabbalah Yom Tov. There's no, so I'm sure we could get together and pick some Tehillim and some parts of David, we can make stuff appropriate for Yom Tov. How come we never instituted a Kabbalah Yom Tov? Why by Shabbos, yes, though? So the answer is because the Gemara tells us in Beya and many other places, there's a fundamental difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Kedusha Shabbos. That by Shabbos, the Kviya V'Kaimei, it was set up at the creation of the world. Shabbos, no matter I like it or not, I'm ready for it or not, it's coming. Shabbos, Friday night, sunset, Shabbos approaches. We don't have the ability to know exactly when, so we bring it in early. We want to make sure we don't bring it in too late. God knows exactly. Now, when it comes to Yom Tov, we don't have it. How come so? The Gemara says, because Yom Tov and the Mitzvah of Salav Eishek elaborated on many times, that we make Mekadesh a Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. It's the Jewish people that give its Kedusha. And so, in theory, today, anyway, the calendar is set Hillel HaSheni. But before that, it was up to us. If we, in theory, if Christ had won the Kadesh today, we wouldn't have Yom Tov, in theory. So the Kedusha comes from us. It's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. It's the Jewish people that create Kedusha. By Shabbos, it's God bringing the Kedusha, and with his adding, doing a token Kedusha, we're bringing it in. So that's why, as Rav Salavashik explained, because by Shabbos it comes by itself, so therefore we want to do a token Kabbalah. We want to bring it in and show we're bringing it in. We want to do it because it's always more meaningful when we get involved. By Yom Tov, by definition, every Yom Tov is Kabbalah Yom Tov. Because without Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, without Eitzim Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh, it wouldn't be a Yom Tov. And that's why Rav Salavashik explains the difference, the fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Shabbos is basically God comes to visit us in our home. But Yom Tov, we're going to him. We know there's a mitzvah of Ola Rego. 3 times a year he used to go up to visit God in the Beit HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. So therefore, you know, so when God's coming to our home, so we're makabel him. You go to someone else's house, you don't makabel him. It's up to him to makabel us. There's a fundamental difference. So therefore, that's the general minhag Yisrael, that on Yom Tov, there's no need for the greeting. Just like the so-called Yom Tov, we don't have to greet the angels. We don't welcome the angels in as well. So the question is, what about when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos then? Do I go ahead and do it then? So that could depend on the Gemara, in Bay, other places. What do you do when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? And normally we know we have 19 brachas during the week. We have 7, except for Mutzah Rosh Hashanah, we have 7 on Yom Tov. So we have the first three of the day and the last three of the day. What do we do for the middle bracha? So we talk about the Kedushas Hayom. So when Yom Tov falls out on Yom Tov, we make the bracha of Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'atzmanim. On Shabbos, we do Mekadesh HaShabbos. What do we do when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So Beis Shammai says we have 8 brachas. We do one on Shabbos, and we make another bracha on Yom Tov. We follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. So no. That is, we combine both Shabbos and Yom Tov. We fuse the Kiddush into one, and we say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Ba'azmanim, like we're going to say. So that seems to be the issue here. How do we view a Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos? If we assume that Shnei Kiddushos, Shabbos L'chud and Yom Tov L'chud, okay, so it's true. It's Yom Tov, but it's also Shabbos. So as the Kiddushos Shabbos, let me say Shalom Aleichem. However, if we assume it's a fused Kiddusha, like we do by davening, so then it's not Shabbos, it's not Yom Tov, it's a totally new Kiddusha. It's a Shabbos Yom Tov Kiddusha. On a Shabbos Yom Tov Kiddusha, they never instituted, the minhag would never develop to say a Shalom. A Shalom Aleichem is only for a Shabbos. A Yom Tov. So if you hold, you do say it, so you're going with the Shtei Kiddushas, that it's still Shabbos, and it's still warrant to Shalom Aleichem. So therefore, you know, minhag Yisrael is, again, I didn't do a study on it, but I think most do not do Shalom Aleichem on Yom Tov. But if you have a minhag, if your minhag is to do it, then go ahead and continue doing it. That's the minhag of Bells. I think they do it a regular Shalom Aleichem. The Chabad does it quietly. I didn't like the Ramah, I surely don't want to start up with people. You make a bracha balakash. So the minhag Yisrael seems not to be. And what about the only question, if you would say Shalom Aleichem tonight, what about last week? So then there are further reasons not to do it. Either people say, because we're in a rush, we're starting late, and therefore we want to get to the Haggadah right away, so therefore don't say it, like the Chafetz Chaim didn't say when he had 4 people at the table who were hungry, he said it later, or perhaps he said it later on. That's the reason, then you can just say it during the meal. Or, as others point out, perhaps it's not a day for angels. That we know, since that we will only mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah, this passing in a pasuk. Because it's Anivel Olmalach, Anivel Olachir. It's a day of focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo, the Atzmo. And therefore, no time for angels, we just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to summarize, we have the minhag, generally speaking, Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Just like we have Kabbalah Shabbos on, and not Kabbalah Yom Tov, because Shabbos, you have your own Kiddushah, so therefore we have to, independently, we have to bring it in, and we also welcome the angels as well. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, so we're going to God's house, so to speak. God's walking among us, and therefore we don't do Kabbalah Yom Tov, we don't do Shalom Aleichem. Chabad, you know, Bells perhaps says so, and on Chabad, maybe other Hasidim, or if you have your own family minhag, go right ahead and say it. And then we assume, why not? What about when Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos? So Most assume it's a fused kedusha, like Beit Hillel, and therefore we wouldn't say it. But if not, you could argue stay kedusha to say it anyway. And then without Pesach, you have extra reasons not to say it because we're in a rush that night. So that you could say it later, or it's a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not of angels. We don't even want to discuss Moshe Rabbeinu, so we don't want to discuss angels. So therefore, the Minhag Yisrael seems to be that one does not say Shalom Aleichem at the Haggadah, and generally speaking, most don't say it at a regular Yom Tov as well.